heavyweight champion, Joe Palooka.
In this corner, in top fighting form, coming to you every Monday through Friday at this time in thrilling, action-packed stories, America's number one hero, world's champion of boxing and of fair play, from Ham Fisher's famous comic strip, Joe Palooka. When Weasel Bolin, manager of a carnival boxing concession, is found murdered while his carnival is playing in the town of Midville, all the evidence as to his killer points to a local gas station attendant named Phil Boyle. Phil Boyle is in reality the world's heavyweight boxing champion, Joe Palooka, who was hiding out in Midville at the time because of fixed fight charges against him back in New York. Joe's friends have cleared him of the New York charges, and Joe's manager, Nobby Walsh, has finally traced him to the town of Midville. But too late, for Joe had already run out because of the murder accusation. Nobby's efforts in Midville to clear Joe of the murder prove worthless, as all the local suspects seem to have perfect alibis. He tracks down one last possible suspect, One Round Dortch, Weasel Bolin's fighter. Nobby journeys to Centerburg, where the carnival is now playing, and joins the carnival as Dortch's manager to continue his investigations. His archenemy, racketeer Blackie Ballinger, however, is also out to sign up One Round Dortch, and so has sent one of his thugs, Rock Harden, out to Centerburg to bring Dortch back. When Rock phones Blackie that Nobby Walsh is in Centerburg, Blackie phones Rock and orders him to do away with Nobby. In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first, now, episode 41, No One to Help. In a semi-delirious condition, when he gets Blackie's orders to get Nobby Walsh, Rock Harden forces his way out of the Centerburg hospital where he had been confined and makes his way to the carnival.
Nobby Walsh, boxing exhibition. Walsh, you gotta get him. Gotta kill him. Blackie said so. Gotta shoot him. Boxing over this way. This way. I'll kill him. I'll get him. Yeah, here it is. Boxing. The ring. I see it. Must be back there. Nobby Walsh, yeah. Get him. Gotta get Nobby Walsh.
Dortch, you sure got rid of the guy in that last fight in a hurry. Take the day off. Do whatever you want.
What about my training program, manager?
You don't have to worry about training, not the way you can hit. I never saw a guy out colder. Drop back whenever you want, Dortch. We'll take on another sucker tomorrow. You're doing swell. So long, fella.
So long, Nobby. See you later.
Yeah. Gotta get him. Gotta get Nobby Walsh. Gotta get Nobby Walsh.
Rock! Rock, what are you doing here? You're dressed and out of the hospital. What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter. Nothing's the matter. Just gotta get Nobby Walsh, that's all.
Don't be a fool, man. We're friends.
Gotta get Nobby Walsh.
No, Rock, no. That you are, Nobby? What seems to be the... Oh, Rock.
Stand back, you. Don't try to be funny or you'll get yours, too.
Rocky, you're nuts.
And you know who they'll blame for Nobby Walsh's sudden death, don't you?
Sudden death?
Yeah, they'll blame Nick Dortch. You know why? Because the great one-round Dortch has a record. Nobby won't be the first guy that's been around Dortch that's got rubbed out.
You better shut up, Rock.
You what? I'm that guy that's doing the doing now. I'm gonna rub out Nobby Walsh and then get lost in the crowd. And then they'll hang Dortch for the cold-blooded killing of Nobby Walsh. Two birds with one stone. That's what Blackie said.
Blackie said? Don't tell me that you're letting Blackie make you do the dirty work.
Two birds with one stone. One bird is Nobby Walsh, and the other one is Dortch. And here's the stone right here in my hand.
Put down that gun, Rock.
Don't be a fool, Rock. Don't.
Shut up or you'll get yours, too. But Walsh is gonna be first.
Oh. Oh, he fell down.
Collapsed. Just like that. Well, how do you like that?
I like it. Say, you think this is some trick?
I don't know. Let's take a look at him.
Yeah, he's out cold. Must have been that crack in the head he got in the train accident that made him go wacky.
Well, if he's going to collapse at all, he certainly picked a dandy time.
Brother, you ain't just beating your gums.
Well, what'll we do with him?
What'll we do with him? We'll turn him over to the cops.
No, that's not such a good idea. He might talk.
Look, I don't want some guy who's out of his head and packing a rod running around this town out to get me or you.
Yeah, but I still don't think it's a good idea to turn him over to the cops.
Let's not get sentimental.
This isn't a matter of sentiment. I just know I don't like the idea of cops. Locke might talk. He might say things.
There's nothing that Rock can say. Look, George, you aren't holding out on me. There isn't something you haven't told me, is there?
No, you know everything, Nobby.
You said that you didn't like to be crossed up, even a little. Well, maybe I feel the same way.
Oh, I'm not crossing you up. There's nothing. Yeah, right. I guess I'm just being sentimental.
Okay, forget that stuff. Rock's coming, too. Come on, give me a hand with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let's prop him up.
How do you feel, Rock, you rat?
Oh, my poor aching head. What happened?
Your trolley ran off the wire again, Rock.
What are you going to do with me?
We'll let the cops decide that.
The cops? Oh.
Yeah, you better start groaning.
Come on, let's take him out. And Rock, you can tell Blackie Ballinger that he's the next guy that had better start groaning.
Yeah, maybe you can drop Blackie a postcard from the Centerburg jail.
Don't talk about any postcards from Centerburg. That started the whole mess. Oh, my poor aching head.
Ah, you'll get over it, Rock. You'll have a long time to recuperate. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a long, long time. Come in. Oh, hello, Woods. Come on in. Good to see you.
Yeah, how are you, Navi?
Fine. Say, what are you doing in Centerburg?
Oh, I had to drive in on business, so I thought I'd stop in and say hello. I've been wondering about how your dear old mother deal worked out with Grandma Jones.
Swell. Say, have I got your car here?
Sure, but I would just...
Well, maybe we better go out for a drive. There's a few things that I'd like to talk to you about. Dorcher's in the next room.
All right. A-riding we will go.
Say, that sure was swell what you and Grandma Jones did for me the other day. My dear old mother. Hey, don't think that I wasn't scared. When she walked in, I began to believe that every fairy story I had ever read was true.
Well, I figured that a man's best friend is his mother. So when I thought yours ought to be in Centerburg instead of Midville, I just drove her back here as soon as I could.
It sure was swell of you. You saved my life. I'll never forget it, Woods. Thanks a lot.
Say, Nobby, what do you think about this Dorch?
He could have done it all right. I mean, he's a hard enough character. Of course, you can't convict a guy on that. You have to have proof.
If we could only find Weasel Boland's ring and wallet, they were taken off of the dead man. Their murderer must have them on him.
I gotta keep my eyes open. Dorch certainly looks like the best bet. He did tell me about one guy he killed.
One guy he killed?
Yeah, he has some special punch. He threw it at a guy out east and he never came to.
Oh.
Yeah, they call it an accident, but I guess it's a killer punch if there ever was one.
Boy, that sounds like some character you're connected with.
Yeah, I gotta watch my step. Incidentally, we're pulling out tonight, Woods, so I probably won't see you for a while anyhow.
You're pulling out, you mean it? You're...
Yep, up the line a couple hundred miles. If I get in trouble, I guess I haven't any Fred Woods to come out and get me out of it.
I don't like this, Nobby.
Yeah, frankly, I'm not too happy about it either, but I gotta follow through now. I can't let Joe down.
Yeah, I know. But I don't like the idea you're traveling with a person like one round Dorch and Boland's killer in your midst at the carnival like that, too. It's not the healthiest of surroundings, Nobby.
Look, if I could pull through this Centerburg, I can pull through anything.
Yeah, except that there's no one to help you where you're going, Nobby.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, anyhow, best of luck.
Thanks, Woods. Same to you. Thanks a million.
Incidentally, you better let me know where you are in case there are any new developments in Midville.
Oh, I can let you know that right now. We got reservations at the Abbott Hotel, Circle City.
Quite a way, Circle City. That's the Abbott Hotel, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Nobby. I'll let you know if anything happens here. Keep in touch with me.
Yeah, that's right, operator. A person-to-person call from Nick Dorch, Centerburg 624, to Miss Lois McCullough Abbott Hotel, Circle City. Yeah. Oh, you got my party. Swell. Hello, Lois, honey. What do you think? That's right. Tall, dark, and powerful. Uh-huh. Well, just sit tight, baby. Yeah, we're pulling to Circle City tomorrow. No. No, Weasel won't be with me. Weasel had a little accident. Oh, you read something about it, huh? Yeah, well, I'll tell you all about it when I see you. Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a lot more, too. I've hooked a good one now, Nobby Walsh. Yeah, the champ's manager. He's throwing over Palooka for me. Baby, you and I are heading for the longest, smoothest, easy street you ever dreamed of. Well, maybe a few people have to drop along the way so we can get there, but you know how it is. Sure thing, Lois. Uh-huh. We'll be pulling into Circle City tomorrow.
Just how stupid or smart is One Round Dortch? How much more does he know about Weasel Boland's accident? In just a minute, we'll tell you about the next episode of Joe Palooka. But first, Nobby Walsh pulls into Circle City with a carnival and a killer, while Joe Palooka has another run-in with vicious Clint Emily back in Zinktown, Colorado. Don't miss Trouble Brewing, the next exciting episode in the thrilling story of...
World's Heavyweight Champion, Joe Palooka!